You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Well, recently on New Churches, we've been, and as you know, my name is Daniel, and I'm here together with Ed, but every week we have exclusive content.
Do we need introductions though? Because, what is this episode, like 6,000?
100, yeah, 170.
So do people like listen, do they start at 170 or they start at the beginning?
You know, as I've talked to a few of our listeners, there's a few that they don't want to miss. I mean, they heard about it by some of the recent episodes, but they're starting right from zero. So
okay, well, that's the way it should be. I think if you're doing 170, then you don't have to introduce yourself if they've listened to you say that 169 times.
Yes.
Of course, there's this other guy. Isn't there another guy who does this podcast with you? What's yes. The other guy's name?
I mean, you only knew about him 70 episodes ago, so.
I know. I didn't even know. I was like, these episodes are like going twice as fast as I thought. And then we knew there was another guy in there. So that's all right. We like Todd.
Yeah. Well, what's awesome is every week, as a Plus member, you get exclusive content. And actually, last week, we had a webinar with Eric Mason on preaching and the scriptures that Ed and I did together. And that was fun to get together with Eric and even hear about how you guys did, what was it, TBN together? And
yes, that was a more fact. He was amazing. He's just dropping gospel truth bombs everywhere. He was amazing.
Oh, man. But it was neat to see how he preaches and how he prepares and how he raises up the next generation of preachers, too. So be sure to check that out on newchurches.com. But today we have a question from Byron Ellis. So let's listen in.
Hey, guys. Byron here. I'm the lead pastor of a church plant down in Texas. My question for you is raising funds post-launch. So when it came to launching the church, we did not have a backing church or a guarantor for signing off on matching funds, but we did raise $120,000 to launch the church, which was amazing. And now we're 1 year in. Our church averages about 100 people on a weekly attendance, and so things are going well, but we're still at about 50% self-sustaining. I put together a prospectus for life after launch in hopes to raise more funds to cover the gap. So my question for you is, what advice would you give to raising funds after the church is already launched? What do you look for? Who do you ask? And what kind of asks do you make? I look forward to listening with my team and to the rest of the New Churches podcasts. Thanks.
All right. What's neat about Byron's question is they're a year in, right? And if you look at our State of Church Planning research report, it shows that, hey, if you don't hit self-sufficiency by year four, it's just very unlikely that you will, based on the churches that we surveyed. So Byron, I mean, if you're 50% self-sustaining after year one, I think you're well on track to hitting that by year four.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's tricky is that he's got that gap. And it's hard to raise money after you already sort of exist.
Yeah. Are you talking about external funding, not from your congregation?
Yeah. Because the congregational funding is going to come there. He's trying to fill that gap.
Yeah.
So I think that the challenge is how do you go back to people when you sort of raise the funds and now you're like, oh, it's not going to meet the gap. And now I need more. So first of all, I mean, I think we want to say first and foremost that you want to definitely overwhelmingly focus on raising up the congregation's giving pattern. But again, I think he said that we're assuming that he's done that. So I think that the next step would be to go back and maybe ask some people to extend that you, I don't think it's a bad thing to say, listen, here's where we are. Here's the progress we made. Give them a progress report.
Go back to initial givers. You're saying?
So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. With their progress report. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So I think, asking them, and kind of go from there. Now, what I would say then is where are the others he can connect with? And I don't know who those are in his case, but are there people who now you could come back to for a lesser amount that maybe weren't involved at the beginning? Are there churches you've built relationships with over the last few months that now you want to intentionally, build and bridge into the next steps? So you're asking sort of some of those for the midland, some people in the middle kind of stand in the gap for you. And I think that those people are out there. I just don't know who they are for him.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know.
Well, what are your thoughts though? Because part of it is funding after the fact, as much as it is a little bit more difficult in the traditional church planting funding mindset, because oftentimes that happens before. The difference is that he actually has the church. There's something real he can point to. He has statistics that, you know. So what are your thoughts on actually having a thank you dinner, a thank you dinner and progress update for all of his funders to say, hey, I'd love to, and not necessarily to do a bait and switch thing, but to say, hey, I just want to thank you for giving. I want to give you guys an update and tell you about the exciting ministry that's coming up. I'd love to invite you. And is there anyone else that you can bring with you? What are your thoughts on doing something like that?
Yeah, I think that's good. I'm just trying to figure out how I think you want to say that we're here. I think we're going to, you might not want to ask them, say we're going to need a little more help to get over the transition here, but we're making progress. I think that could be good. I just be careful that to bring people together for a thanks dinner and ask them for more money. You could say kind of a vision update.
Yeah.
And a needs update rather than just a specifically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to fully do a bait and switch because you also want to ask them to invite someone else that might be interested too, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. And so, you might even ask some of those people, do you have other people I can ask rather than asking them things of that sort?
Yeah, completely. Who else do you think, other than going back to that first group of people who funded and asking them, and are there any other friends that you might have that might be interested? Who else would you go to? And also how do you make that ask specifically? Like if you were to give them a template or give them some words to share?
So I think I would go to them personally and say, listen, just want to know, I'm not asking for more money, but we do have a need to kind of fill. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if you have any suggestions, would love to do that. I even think you could say that at the thanks dinner.
Yeah.
You could say, hey, I'm not asking you for any money, but if you have some suggestions, would love to find a way to make that connection work.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that it's fine to do that. It doesn't feel like that's sort of breaking, a wall or a boundary. It doesn't feel that way to me.
Yeah.
But I think to find the, to find the people who are willing to give you suggestions. Now, they may not be. But I think ultimately, to kind of walk the path where you're asking to partner with you is key. But I will tell you, I don't want to underestimate here that I think this could be a challenge. I think we should be clear on that. This could be a challenge because of sort of the layout of the timing. You're basically going back to people who maybe in some cases think that you're supposed to have the financial support in place by now. But if they're your friends, if they're fellow churches, if you've got a good progress report thus far, I think it should be okay.
Yeah, especially if you're sharing, hey, this is where we're at. Look at what's happened. Look at all the life change that's happened. So both quantitative, but also having qualitative stories as well to say, hey, look at all the great stories. That has to be a part of your presentation, right? Because the neat thing is now you are a church and you have those stories. You can talk about life change. Do you want to be a part of continuing to help that in our area? Now, what are your thoughts, Ed, on the idea of pledging or matching funds, not in the traditional sense, but to, let's say if he had a financial campaign and said, hey, we're trying to backfill this, or we're trying to raise $50,000 over this next year. And our commitment is every dollar that we raise this year, we are going to then pour into church planting over the next 3 to 5 years. You know, kind of like a, hey, can you invest? And then we're going to match it over the next couple of years in terms of what we give back.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be a good way. Again, you're trying to find a way, a hook and a reason.
Yeah.
Why you can ask for more funds.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the view that you're doing well and you just want to finish this process.
Okay.
And that would be kind of where I would end up.
So more like one-time giving, or you think recurring?
Yeah, no, I would look one-time giving.
Okay.
I would look to say, or maybe it's over 6 months, give so-and-so, get us through. I'd call gap giving. Just help us get through the gap. We're about to the other side.
Yeah. How would you phrase that ask other than, so gap giving, I love that. Help us get over that gap. What are some other ways that you would maybe coach a planter?
I'm thinking in my head, I'd say, Daniel, hey, listen, we're doing great. We're making really good progress. We're actually either on target or it might be a little below behind target. I don't really know. I don't know if they thought about these numbers beforehand or if this is a surprise to them, but let's say they're a little behind target, say. However, we've grown and we see that we're making substantial progress, but it's gone a little slower than we anticipated. We think that the field's a little harder. There have been some challenges with that, but we're on a path to self-sufficiency. We think we can get there in 2 more years, mm-hmm. but we need some help. We need some gap funding to do that. So I've come back to you. If there are any openness to continuing or to giving it again, we'd love to receive from you and be free to be a part of what God's doing here. If not, if you have any suggestions, we want to get to the place where we're self-sufficient, where we can then be giving into other church plants and more. So we want to let you know the need and see if anyone else who you might suggest might help us with the need.
Yeah.
That's how I might say it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So once again, to sum up, Byron, there are some great tips right there, but also to place that goal that we shared at the beginning of the podcast, is your goal to get to self-sufficiency by year 3, by year 4? Is it maybe you were thinking you'd get to self-sufficiency by the end of year 1, but just know that you want to try to hit it at least by year 4, just based on our survey and based on what we've examined looking at other churches. So you can download that report at newchurches.com. At the very top, there's a link there that says, hey, sign up for a free account. You don't need to, no credit card, nothing. It's just your name, email, and a password. And we'll email that to you, as well as Multiplication Movements Tomorrow. That's another book that Ed and I wrote together, as well as, if I think about the day that this is published, this podcast, our newest one, is probably going to be up as well, which is all about how to plant 1,000 churches in your lifetime. So if you go to newchurches.com, you can learn more about that and get that for free. Well, thanks for listening in, and we will catch you next time.